Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, not particularly.
Okay, and what was the reason for your call?
Okay, I really have a question on when I will be allowed to get the vaccine. I've been following online, and I thought originally I was classified in 1C, but the latest thing I saw is allowing another group in, and it doesn't look like I'm eligible. I'm very confused.
Now, everyone is eligible at this point. Everyone can pre-register.
Well, you know, I mean, everything information I'm getting from public health says there's no appointment and they wait in line but only these people. So that's what I'm extremely confused about. That's the information that's being released online from Facebook. So the last clinic down at the terminal, you had to be over 75. I'm 61, so I did not go. But I have health issues, and I noticed that the next clinic, they're saying you have to be 65, and it doesn't say or health issues. So it sounds like I'm told I still have to wait. I've got lymphoma. I've had three different cancers in the last 4 years. So I'm trying to figure out, when can I go? It seems like, you know, I've just been waiting and waiting. And can you help me figure this out?
Yeah, where is your county?
I'm in Mobile County.
I'm sorry.
I live on Dauphin Island.
Dauphin Island?
Mobile County.
Mm-hmm. Mobile? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you weren't local.
Oh, I am. I'm in Montgomery.
Okay. And this last blurb I saw today, the next group after this where it says you have to be 65, is based on age, like 44 and up. So I'm going to have to, it's like I'm going to be in the same group as 12 to 30-year-olds. I don't mind, you know, traveling if I need to. And my lymphoma is chronic, which means it's still active, slow growing, but it's never going to go away. And so I know that automatically means my immune system is not normal since it's a blood cancer.
What was your zip code in Mobile?
36528.
36528.
Yes, sir.
I am not finding any information there. But we found Mobile County. Now, there's a few sites in Mobile that's doing the vaccines. There's the Bayou Pharmacy. That's 12855 Paget Switch Road in Irvington. I'm not sure if you are interested
in that. Okay,
I'm writing
the name down. I can probably pull it up. Bayou Pharmacy in Irvington.
Mm-hmm. And then there's FOPHC, Women's Health North. And that's 251 North Bayou Street. Mobile 36603. And then there's even Main Street Family Care.
Now, do they follow the same level of that the county health department is, where you have to fit the criteria to be eligible?
And I apologize, my phone was breaking up. Repeat that.
Do they follow the same criteria as the county health about who is eligible to receive it at this time?
I believe so. Yeah, but at this time, everyone was eligible to pre-register to set up their appointment.
So they're doing appointments, but the county isn't.
Yeah, the county, they have a vaccine appointment line. Did you try calling that number as well?
It's closed when you hit that.
What number did you try?
It says we're no longer taking appointments. It's come to these clinics, first come, first serve, and only these people are eligible.
No, allow me to give you the correct number. It's open. It's okay. Running. The number
right.
is 855-566-5333, and it's called the vaccine appointment line.
Okay. I will call them next and see. Like I said, I've just been going by what they're releasing to the public learned, and it's a different story. So that's why it's so confusing.
Exactly. Now, we've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.